I think no. I think the only people that are really into this are the people who like to masturbate in their cars. And speaking of that, Fritz Coleman's here. Let's get him
Fritz
in here.
Fritz Coleman. Oh wow, what an intro.
Let's get him in here.
We'll ask him what vehicle he drove in today. What do you think Fritz drives? Do you think
speaking of that.
Sports car guy, a SUV guy.
Fritz, what kind of car does Fritz
or
Coleman
does he
drive?
Have a driver?
You know Fritz. I mean, my God, he was on the air for 40 years, right? Am I correct on the timeline? You were on the air doing the weather with 40? 40?
Wow! Don't be put off by this voice.
What's the matter with your voice? Yeah, what's the matter with your voice?
I did a DIY facelift and it went south.
Good to see you, Fritz.
Thank you so much for having me back. You guys are awesome and I appreciate all your support.
Well, thank you.
Where's the lady? In her estate in Palm Springs?
Yes, yeah. Yes. There she is.
Stayed home with... Oh.
Just me and Eddie here.
You know, you have matching hair color. Oh.
Right, he's blonde. He takes after me.
Yeah,
hi,
Heidi
Fritz.
Looks
good to see you. You're looking great. Hang on.
You too.
I got a big
always.
You got a big
yeah, you
head.
Pull it down there.
Oh.
Yeah, hang on.
Here we go. We're gonna get this figured out.
Oh, there he is.
There he is. Yeah,
it'd be cool if I could hear something. Oh, wait. You have to plug it in.
You got to plug it in. Hey, we got the top-notch staff around here.
Okay.
Engineers. Is it super loud?
No, it's fine now.
Okay, good.
Okay, great. Hi, Fritz.
Get the best laugh ever. How are you? How you doing?
I'm good, Fritz. Are you still doing your comedy shows?
Yes. We were extended for another year at the El Porch, now the Donald J. Trump El Porch House Theater.
Great. Yeah. Wonderful. I'm sure the seats will be packed.
They have been.
Yeah. So we're going to be there another year, one Sunday a month.
It's been sold out for 2 years now.
Yeah. I mean, we're in the small venue, so it's 100 seats. So, but, you know, selling out's good
still,
no matter.
But still, yeah. I mean, two years. Yeah. And every Sunday?
It's a one Sunday a month, usually the last Sunday. Then our next one is June 25th.
And
it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon because people of my demographic like to be home by dark.
Early show, 3 p.m. But he still
like
has a cocktail tables at 3 p.m., which is great.
No, that's true.
I know. I was like, all right, it's my kind of show.
Absolutely.
3 p.m. So do people get, I mean, the 3 p.m. comedy crowd, do they get rowdy? Is there a two-drink minimum at 3 p.m.?
Those that have strength get rowdy. You know, it ain't a young audience, but that's the name of the show is Unassisted Living. It's for people of a certain age. And so I just talk about the joys, the euphoria of being an old person. So it sort of draws that group.
It seems like if you're going to talk about the joys of being an old person, is it a very, very short show? It's like, as you get older and older, it seems like everything starts
breaking.
You're
a show and you're not sure when it's going to end.
It's just breaking down.
Fritz, have you ever had like a pain of a, like we were talking about earlier, on a level like an 8 to 10 pain, like something that hurts so bad? Have you experienced that in your lifetime?
Yes.
What was your level 10?
I had a hernia, which was a level 10. I have, I think that's it.
Is that the one?
I used to have AFib, which the fear was 11 10 because, you know, your heart's beating at about 170 beats a minute. I have not had any real bad, like, accident type recovery.
But hernia is bad.
Yeah, we had talked to a guy
hernia was bad.
Who had 80% of his body covered in road rash.
Oh, what was that, a motorcycle accident?
No, he got thrown out of the back of a pickup truck.
Oh.
Yeah, and the stories were horrendous. One of the stories that is the most painful, because we talked about a guy in Scotland who put up flyers because he was going to be transitioning to a woman, so he put up flyers in Scotland to have people come out on Sunday to watch him get kicked in the balls hard as they could one last time, because he's not going to need him anymore.
I think his problems are bigger than
exactly. He's got some problems. So we talked about the pain level and like people's testicular pain level. Have you ever been totally
in sports in high school?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I mean, you can't get your breath for a minute or so.
Yeah.
No, I've had that, but nothing permanent.
Yeah, there was a story heard years ago, I think, when we were talking about the same kind of thing, about the pain level of stuff. And the guy said that, you know, back in the day, you'd ride a bicycle, but then it didn't have the banana seat. There'd be like one seat. And so the guy who was basically pedaling would be standing up while you were the passenger, you know, when you were younger. And said they hit a bump and the guy fell off like the back of the bike, but he's still holding on. But he landed on the tire.
See, now I'm having sympathy pains for the guy. Yeah. And it hurts.
He landed on the tire wearing shorts, and he's like, "Stop, stop, stop!" to the guy pedaling, and so the guy pedaling presses the handbrake. And basically, the testicle got caught between the brake pad and the bicycle rim and to a halt.
No. Oh, my God.
They call that castrati. Yeah, seriously.
So,
holy cow.
Yeah.
That's just...
That is terrible.
I would never ride a bike.
Never had anything that bad. But no. Thanks for asking. I'll be thinking about that for the rest
of the day. Do you have a New Year's resolution? We're like 7 days in now.
No. I don't make New Year's resolutions because I've set myself up for disappointment.
Correct.
I don't want to. I don't want to feel like a failure in any
of
the
You know you. Plus, you're not a quitter. Fritz Coleman is no quitter.
That's right. I don't want to do anything. I'm going to have to quit. That's a good.
But you probably had some in the past where you tried to like improvements
quit
or something.
Quit smoking.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. I quit smoking and. I used to be a runner, so I'm going to run longer this year, but I stopped that. Because
you still have that runner's body, though.
You do.
Well, that's a genetic glitch. It has nothing to do with my... I ride a stationary bike now, watching CNN at 5 o'clock in the morning. That's all I do. That's all I do. Because I'm old.
How old are you now?
You're doing something.
77.
77
Damn,
years old.
Good,
you
Fritz.
Do look fantastic.
God bless you.
You really
Thank
do.
You.
Seriously.
And you've always had wonderful style. I tried to change. Like I've worn like black T-shirts since high school. And I, you know, one day, one year I came in, I was like, I had a sweater and collared shirt on. It's about time I'm a man. I need to dress better. Lasted about a week. I can't.
Maybe 4 days.
But you don't have to stand there and have credibility and talk about climate change and all that crap. You can just dress how you want. That's the best thing about radio. People don't realize it. I don't have any pants on right now.
Yeah, we make people take their pants off at the door.
I advise you not to get on the back of some guy's bicycle today, Fritz.
I'll be thinking about that all day.
Now, Fritz, you do have another show coming up. I mean, the El Portal shows are like I said, another
up,
year,
right.
And that's going to be like the 25th of this month is the first Sunday there, then in March and then April. But the Wilshire Ebel on
Ebel Theater, right?
Ebel?
Yeah, it's Wilshire Ebel Theater.
I said Ebel all these years.
It's okay. It's an iconic theater venue in Southern California. We're doing a benefit for them next Thursday, the 15th. Because they're a nonprofit organization, we're just helping them keep it alive. It's a fantastic, iconical venue. They've had great events in there. The last event I remember was Gary Shandling's memorial service was in there, and the place was packed.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're going to just do it. Wendy Liebman, who opens for me.
Okay, yeah,
and
I know Wendy. She's been in front of the show.
She's a doll. And we're going to open and just give them the money to keep the word alive.
So it's a comedy night.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's the Ebel is a...
Ebel.
What? Why do I keep saying Ebel?
Because you've said it for years.
Because I've said that for years, yes. Yes, like this black T-shirt. I can't change. Yeah. The Ebel of Los Angeles is a women-led and women-centered nonprofit housed in a historic campus in Mid-Wilshire section of Los Angeles. I don't think I've ever been
It's
there.
It's like Beverly and Wilshire. It's a big old piece of architecture.
I've been there. That is a great theater. And you're doing a show there on the 15th. So if you'd like to get tickets to go, it's Ebel of L.A., .org/events and then you can get your tickets to go to that. But then you also want to go to the El Portal Theater for those 3 p.m. cocktail tables.
I started coming on the show talking about the El Portal event at the beginning, and you guys had me on the show. And I want to thank you. You guys have such a great fan base, and we filled up from the get-go.
Nice.
And I just appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Well, people also love you, Fritz Coleman. I mean, they see you out, and I know this.
But if they don't know I'm there,
that's true.
You said iconic theater. You're an iconic character of Los Angeles. I mean, you can't walk around. You can't walk around anywhere without people like every day saying, "Hey, Fritz."
And it's kind of the point where they recognize me, but they can't remember from where.
Right. Yeah.
Were you my first husband? Do I know you?
Did you? Did I go to high school?
You got a very, were you my college professor? You got the very college professor look.
Yeah.
Did you ever think
about the guy that goes, "Hey, what are you doing with all this rain, Fritz?"
Oh,
huh?
No.
And you're like, "I'm not even doing that anymore. Let it go."
People come up to me now and they say, "Hey, so what about this hurricane? Do you wish you were at work?" And then I slap them.
Do you wish you were at work for the hurricane?
No.
No.
And, or they'll say, "What do you think about Hurricane Bonnie?" And I say, "Look on your phone." And don't talk to me anymore. I relinquished my license 5 years ago. I ain't in the business anymore.
Did I dream this, or are you a musician as well?
No, I am not a musician.
I must but have
dreaming about Fritz Coleman playing violin.
That. It was clarinet.
Yeah. I have great I have great respect for those that are musicians. You play an instrument?
I clarinet.
Oh.
Frank.
I did, but I was in seventh grade, and then I went. I was like, I don't want to play clarinet anymore. And I was telling the
guidance
counselor. They sent me to the guidance counselor. But I was like first chair. I was really good. My mother played clarinet.
Oh,
and
okay.
She was first chair. And so when it came to, are you going to go into band? Are you going to go into choir? I chose band. And I was like, I want to play drums, like every kid says in seventh grade. She's like, no, I want to play trumpet then. She's like, no, I have a clarinet. So I'm like, okay, I'll play that. And to start playing clarinet, was really good at it, and then people started making fun of me. And so I went, I said, I'm out.
There are no clarinet players in Led Zeppelin. You said, nah.
Yeah, I'm not, I'm out. And went to the guidance counselor, because he was like, why are you quitting the band, Frank? You know, you're first chair, you're like really good, just, you got talent. I said, because it looks like a big black penis.
Frank. Well, like, you give good for clarinet, Frank.
He's like, all right, then you go be in choir. I mean, like, he has no comeback to look like. He's like, okay, then go ahead and quit.
Probably gave you a great, great understanding of music and stuff. If you've had, I got my parents had an organ in their home, and so I learned how to play that for a couple of years, and at least I understood. You know, it helped me understand music better of all kinds.
But if there was an organ in the studio, Fritz. Could you play anything? Do you have like an when the Saints go marching
chopsticks
in?
Chopsticks or something.
I used to go to my uncle's house. He always made me play the organ over there, too.
Frank, that was so.
Bad memories. I was like,
hashtag me too.
I was like,
Jesus.
He's like, you play that one song, you know? I don't want to play it, Uncle Jim.
Just put your lips together.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
But you never had to do band or choir in high school? Did you do any, like, the theater? Did you go into acting as well?
I did theater. Yeah, I did a lot of theater. When I was in college, I did this thing called Reader's Theater, which was, I went to a college for underachievers in West Virginia called Salem College.
Hmm.
And the one class I liked was this thing called Reader's Theater, where you, and it was kind of fun. As a matter of fact, it was probably great for people who are in radio, because you stand up and you don't go off script. You have the script on a music stand. And then you read this thing, and you have to sort of build this environment with your voice and and acting. It was kind of cool. We got good. We got a state championship out of it. But it was great for one of my great pleasures is old-time radio theater.
Dramas.
Yeah, because it makes you use your imagination. It's theater of the mind. And so it was kind of like that, and I enjoyed it. But I was in track. That was it.
Oh, yeah, because you were the runner. But the radio drama now is like the murder podcast. Are you listening to
that's true?
Like Keith Morrison, Dateline.
Oh, Keith Morrison is fantastic.
And he's the nicest
sleepy
man
bedroom
on the town.
I met
him. A friend of mine. Yeah, he.
Keith Morrison's a friend of yours?
Well, he anchored at Channel 4 before he went to Dateline. He was anchor the 5 o'clock, and he's a lovely man. And you know, he was Matthew Perry's stepfather, so we went through that whole thing with him.
Right.
And but he's a lovely man. But he's the best storytelling voice.
Oh, Fritz.
And then she said, "Who could this possibly be?"
So if he's your friend, you've probably been out to dinner with him. So you've heard him order like, "I would like the red snapper with the side of El Groton Pater." I'm like, wow, everything he says is awesome.
He's a great, and you know, he and my other friend is Josh Mankiewicz, is the other guy. These guys are huge stars.
Yeah,
they do these like these murder con conventions. And they stand in line for
like
hours.
Sign, oh, yeah.
Honestly,
my wife
God.
Has a huge crush on
Keith Morrison.
He's got the great hair and that voice.
It's a lovely
silver
guy.
Daddy, much like Fritz Coleman.
Well,
I know. How you doing with the ladies?
Oh, I'm doing great.
I bet you are.
Once
I you know,
one time
I
every
just
Sunday.
Remember what to do. when the opportunity presents itself.
Once a month. Once a month. One Sunday
that's
a month.
All you need.
One Sunday a month, he gets some.
It's not the frequency, it's the quality of time.
He just looks at the cocktail table. These ladies drink for free.
It's on me.
Did you have a good holiday?
I had a great holiday. Yeah. My daughter lives in Amsterdam, and her boyfriend plays basketball for the country of Germany. So she lives there.
Wow.
And so she came home for the holidays. She said, I can't wait to get the hell out of here. Oh. She's just, you know, overwhelmed with all of our bad feelings about what's going on. You know, the separation of politics. It's really bad.
And it's slower, probably, the life she's living. It's a little more...
Well, I don't know if you've ever been there. It's maybe one of the loveliest spots on the planet. People are so accepting, and people of all cultures there.
And it's clean, right?
It's clean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they have, like, tulip groves for miles.
Oh, yeah, those are amazing.
And they have canals. And, I mean, it's a beautiful, lovely spot, and it fits my daughter's personality perfectly.
But I heard they ruined Amsterdam by getting rid of all the hookers and the drugs.
No, they have hookers and pot. You walk down the street, and you can smell pot wafting in from miles
away. Maybe that's why everybody's chill and happy. They're just like, yeah, man, that's you do you.
Did you have any of the mushroom shakes or anything like that? Did you don't participate?
Space shakes.
Didn't go to get a space shake?
The world's a better place because I'm sober.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? How long have you been sober now?
Since 1984. March of 1984 was my last cocktail.
Well, isn't it about time?
No, I know.
Come on,
I made the...
Yeah, quitter.
I made a lot of... I'm still making amends 40 years later.
Really?
No.
I think we talked about this last time. What was your drinker?
I was a borderline alcoholic. Yeah. I smoked a lot of pot when I was in the Navy because I went to Europe on a boat and you could buy a block of hash for $5.
My God.
Now it'd be like $5,000.
Right. Frank's really getting excited now.
And I know. And I just, I front loaded my life with irresponsible behavior.
Yeah, I think I did
well,
too.
Well, that's good that they recognized it. Now you're...
Yeah, my dad was one and it ruined my relationship with my father. And so I just saw it coming. I mean, I wasn't our full blown sleep in the car. Oh my God, how did I get home last night? But right. I had.
You know me.
Right, yeah. Frank's got AA stories now.
Oh, that's bad?
You want a rock bottom story? Frank's got a million of them. No. Tell him your Jägermeister story, Frank.
No.
Tell
him. No, my most recent story of fun is that my wife drove me home, obviously, being responsible. And we get home, and I was like, and I see, I go, where's my car? And she does the magician's reveal of we're in it, you know? And I go, stop effing with me. Where's my car? She's like, does it again? I'm like, seriously? She's like, we're in it. I'm like, oops, sorry, honey. I'm going to get a glass of water, go bed now.
Maybe some aspirin.
Yeah. I'll tell you, when my kids were old enough to be completely honest with, I said, it's a miracle that I'm alive.
Yeah.
Because I seriously got so bagged. I got up in the morning and looked out the window to see if my car was in the driveway because I didn't remember driving home.
Damn.
There's no excuse for that.
Right.
It's so irresponsible. So it's a miracle that I'm still walking.
And we're glad
you're
here. So what are your, do you have any vices now or like any outlets for anything that's, it doesn't have to be like drugs, but
yeah, what's
like,
the worst thing Fritz Coleman does?
It's like, well, I replaced it with karaoke. I mean, like, what is your...
Whenever I'm craving a drink, like, I go sing.
Like the biggest addicts are like, go to fitness or something, and then they become like, I gotta do something every day.
I'm too tired to be addicted to anything else. I don't know. I'm too tired.
Oh, my God.
I'd love to get up in the morning.
Frank's like, smoke cigarettes, but only if somebody offers them one because he's too lazy to go buy any.
I tried to start smoking, but I just can't remember to buy them. I mean, seriously, I was like, oh my God, I forgot to buy cigarettes again.
That's the way I was with pot when I was younger. I never bought my own, but man, I would just bum off everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Even like, you know, cleaning out the pipes and stuff and smoking resin balls. Did you ever do that?
No.
It sounds like he didn't have to with $5 block of hash.
I have a problem.
He's getting fresh all the time, Frank. God.
He's got fresh $5 bricks
of hash. So I went to my 50th high school reunion. That's how old I am. And I ran into my 9th and 10th grade industrial arts teacher.
Oh, yeah, the old shop teacher.
He was 85 years old, and he said, would you walk me out to the parking lot? I want to go out and smoke. I said, okay. I didn't find out until we got out there that he wasn't talking about cigarettes. So we walked to his van. In his van, he had a bong hooked up to a CPAP mask.
Oh, my God.
I said, you know, now that's industrial art.
Could you turn that on for me? My fingers are missing. Oh, that's good stuff.
Oh, my God.
If you want to go see Fritz Coleman, he's going to be, well, he's got another year contract over there.
With the
El Portal.
Yes.
Okay, I'm saying it right
now.
And
they said it wouldn't last.
I know it. The longest relationship I've ever had.
That first show is going to be on Sunday, January 25th. That's Sunday at 3 p.m. But the more recent, if you want to go see him on January 15th, that's the ebelofla.org/events. Get your tickets at the Ebel of Los Angeles. January 15th, go get your tickets today. Fritz,
you guys are always best, awesome. Man. I appreciate it so much. Thanks.
You are the best.
Get your friends Keith Morrison and Josh Mankiewicz in here, will you? Mwah.
I bet what? That's not a bad idea. Maybe I could do, you know, because they do their podcast now and they have stuff to promote. Maybe I'll get them over here.
I know, I listen to it. They're
two of the nicest guys you'll ever meet, that'd honestly. They're not as evil as the work they do.
I'd have to bring my wife to work that day so she can meet Keith.
Oh, she will really be mad if you don't.
Oh, I know. She would kill me.
I'll be there too. Both your wives are going to be there.
You get it? She'd kill me. And then Keith would talk about it. Yeah. The whole podcast on how she killed me because I didn't.
Carmen did it.
She didn't know what her evening would turn out
to be. She wanted to meet me. And he didn't tell her I was coming in. All right, let's. We got to apologize, Heidi, to those we have offended today. But don't forget, coming up on mycrack.com, we got Till the Beer's Gone. Starts at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Then follow that is Man versus Radio. Christian James Hand has his show from 1 to 2. And then at 5 p.m., it's Josh Wolf and Ross Matthews. Some classic he said with Josh and Ross. So be sure and check it out at mycrack.com. But right now, here we go. Apologize to...
All right, Applebee's, Irvine, Hugh Jackman, and all those gassy kids.
Bobbleheads, Martin Scorsese, ZZ Top, and door-to-door knife salesman.
All you hairdressers, the Redwoods, Nurse Misty, and Whitesville, Kentucky.
Oh, Jane Seymour. Drunk Raccoons, Rockin' Brews, and Shingletown, California.
Mickey Rourke, Wolfgang Puck, Keith Morrison, and our beloved Fritz Coleman.
Planet Fitness, clarinetists, Courtney Love, and Cars for Kids. You really have to listen to the whole show brought to you by GiveMeTheFin.com. We are Heidi and Frank.
And I'm floating home. Damned if I do, damned if I don't.
Hey, Stuart, this day in rock, and on this day in 2020, we lost the...
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for The Heidi and Frank Show. Thanks for listening.